Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr, brought to you by Stout Miller in Valley City. In farm news this morning, the Association of Equipment Manufacturers monthly flash report said sales of all tractors during September in the U.S. up 4% from the same month last year. In September, dealers sold a total of 17,729 tractors, comparing to 17,033 sold September a year ago. Two-wheel drive smaller tractors under 40 horsepower up 3%, those 40 and under 100 horsepower up 17%, offset by a sharp drop in the sales of larger tractor models. Combine sales in September, 414, down 22% from the same time last year. For the year, tractor sales are down 8%. 100-plus horsepower tractor sales down 25%, four-wheel drive tractors down 39%. And for the year, combine sales totaled 2,668 through September, which is 40% below the same time last year. National sorghum producers brought their grower leaders to D.C. at one of the most critical moments in recent memory. From South Texas to South Dakota, members took time away from harvest to make sure lawmakers understand what sorghum growers are facing right now: stalled trade, elevated input costs, and the urgency for biofuel policy and farm aid. Even with the federal government shut down, national sorghum producers' fly-in schedule was full. The message, a straightforward one: trade access is make or break for sorghum growers right now, and growers need near-term relief while fair trade deals are negotiated. Leaders say they pressed for concrete avenues to move sorghum, like China, India, Vietnam, and Mexico. And they reminded every office of congressional members and Senate members that sorghum has been hit hard by the current lack of purchases from China. They also urged durable year-round E15 access and clear signals that keep plants running and the basis supported across the sorghum belt. Farm Bureau veteran Dr. John Newton has left Terrain and returned to the American Farm Bureau. He'll start next week as the Vice President of Public Policy and Economic Analysis. He'll lead Farm Bureau's Government Relations and Advocacy staff and serve as Chief Economist. Dr. Newton previously served as Farm Bureau's Chief Economist from 2018 to 21, serving as the Chief Economist for the Senate Ag Committee from 21 to 24. Most recently, part of the Farm Credit System as the Executive Head of Terrain. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back with a check of the markets.